Jimmy, a lot of folks don't realize that nations are mentioned by name in the Word of God. There are some that have been there written a long time ago, and they have a role that they play as God works through nations. Well, Russia happens to be one of them. I'd like you, if you could here, just to start us out, take us through a little bit of a chronology of Scripture with references to what would be Russia and kind of lay out what the Bible has to say about that nation that we are calling today Russia.
Sam, we'd have to go back to the book of Genesis, which is the book of beginnings. And if you'll remember, 4,500 years ago, 2,000 years after the time, that almost 2,000, 1,656 years to be exact, after the creation, that's chapter 1 of the book of Genesis. In chapter 6, 7, and 8, there was Noah and the flood. Then chapter 9 was Noah after the flood. Chapter 9, verse 1 says, the Lord telling Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to be fruitful, multiply, and repeople the earth. Now that's 4,500 years ago, right after the flood. In Genesis chapter 10, they start to obey what God said to do. And in chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, it talks about the sons of Japheth. Let me just tell you the names of those boys. Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. Hey, that's Ezekiel chapter 38 if you've ever read it before. And what we're talking about, it says in verse 5 that these boys grew up, got married, had children, taught their children a new language, because remember, in Babel, the languages were confused, and then they went to a special piece of real estate in order to establish a nation. Chapter 10 of the book of Genesis is the beginning of the nations in this world. And it says that Magog, and as you study historic geographical information, you come to the conclusion that Magog went north of the Caspian and Black Sea to the largest nation in the world, so many, 11 time zones across Russia, and there he established Russia. Now, that would have included the Ukraine at that time as well. So that's chapter 10. You have to jump, and we could go, and I'm sparing the time because of our shortness of it, so we could go to then Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2, where it mentions Gog in the land of Magog. That has to be Russia. And then you look at Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Well, Russia went into the Ukraine, and they took over Crimea. Hello, Crimea, their warm water port, had no way of getting out of the Black Sea if you launched a ship from there, except for Turkey. Who are they? Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. That same group of family members of Japheth back in Genesis chapter 10 and in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38. So you have Ezekiel 38, it mentions Iran in verse 5. Psalm 83, it mentions Saudi Arabia and Lebanon in verses 6 and 7. In Daniel chapter 11, it mentions Syria. We're chasing these states now in relationship to some extent with Russia. You know, Vladimir Putin knows history. He is a student of history. And he understands that God, actually, I think he does understand this, God put human government in place on this earth, Genesis 9:6, for the purpose of directing these nations that he established some 4,500 years ago. He watched as the man Nebuchadnezzar took Israel out and moved them out of the land for a 70-year period of time. He watched as Alexander the Great became the most powerful man at 32 years of age. He watched how Syria is going to make that first move against the Jewish state of Israel, according to scriptures. And I think that that is what's put him in place because of the understanding of history as it relates to the Bible and to ultimately what has happened in this world since 4,500 years ago in the flood.